Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Terzansky is a senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, a former intelligence officer and Bush administration advisor with a specialization in North Korea and the Korean Peninsula, and he joins us now. Ed, I guess you were up late and probably up early this morning watching the events as they unfolded on the other side of the planet. This summit appears to be a success for what it was set up to be. Would you agree with that? And if so, what do you think made it a success?
Yes, John, you put it well. For what it had intended to achieve, and that is to set a groundwork for the next step where it won't be Donald Trump leading the discussion. It'll be Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, and whatever team they pull together to get into the difficult details of what has to happen. So, look, yesterday was extraordinary. We had never seen anything like it. And I mean, it had all of the trappings of the most unconventional approach to foreign policy this country has seen in the post-war era. I was watching Dennis Rodman dissolving in tears with Cuomo on CNN. And then Jim Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, in effect saying, yes, well, Dennis Rodman has more experience in dealing with the North Koreans than anyone has had in American government. I never thought I would hear a statement made like that by a former government official. But there we were. This is groundbreaking. All of the old rules were out in terms of this phase. And the president really did what is his strength. He talked about vision. He pointed to all of the trappings of stable democratic self-governance and how they produce tremendous economic wealth, pointed at it and said to Kim Jong-un, listen, you live a pretty miserable existence, even though you're the top dog. Look at everything you could have. Now, the next step is going to be a lot harder. And the one thing I think is really important for all parties involved, Trump administration, our country as a whole, our allies in the region, and the North Koreans, the Senate will have to ratify a treaty. This can't be done through executive order like the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action for Iran was. Yeah. That was sold through deception. Turns out to have been a terrible deal. It's a rotting corpse of a deal, in fact. That's because it didn't have to pass through Senate verification. For this to be effective and to achieve what we want, at some point, the Senate will have to be part of the deal.
And you would think Kim would want to have this thing locked in. So for whatever reason, if Donald Trump is no longer in the White House, that the deal he agreed to doesn't go away. Let me get cynical for a moment there. I mean, I do think this is remarkable. But there are some who, you know, whether that's because they hate Donald Trump or whether they just want to play devil's advocate, they're saying that Trump gave Kim everything he wanted now, legitimacy on the world stage, this fantastic photo op that shows him with the president of the United States. Do you think there's any truth to that?
No, because what he gave, he can take away, and his mercurial nature is such that in the past, anybody who has succumbed to the pat on the back and the over-the-top warm words has found out that the minute they stray out of their lane, Trump has a way of smacking them down that winds up being extremely painful. And remember, John, the Trump administration holds the high cards here. The president said no more military exercises with South Korea. In a blink of an eye, we can have military exercise with them and with the Japanese. He controls what we do by way of sanctions, and these crippling sanctions that have brought the North Koreans to their knees. And quite frankly, China has gotten tired of carrying the weight of North Korea's bad behavior.
Yeah.
And I think they were squeezed hard by the Trump administration. They told Kim Jong-un, we're not covering your nut anymore. You're going to have to smarten up.
And get right with these guys.
And again, when Trump points, I mean, he pulled out an iPad showing Kim Jong-un vast swatches of beach in his own country and said, do you have any idea the wealth we can create here?
That's got to work with this guy. I mean, he can.
This is a little bit enticing, if not intoxicating.
Yeah.
But again, now that Pompeo and the rest are going to be involved, the real hard details are going to be worked at to make sure that we accomplish what Pompeo said we would. Permanent, verifiable nuclear disarmament that the North Koreans will not be able to go back on.
Here's the next challenge ahead. Ed Terzansky with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. Really appreciate your insight, as always, this morning. Thank you.
John, thanks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.